circumstances, and although the characters differ today. But I believe this same malady, the same malady of overcrowded and unconcerned lives, remains in the earth and among us even to this day. When you think about it, it's easy to accuse that innkeeper of all kinds of gross negligence and put the responsibility upon him for the mean circumstances in which our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was born. It's even easy to debate whether or not the innkeeper did all that he possibly could do to provide Mary and Joseph with lodging within that inn. But even way back then, and even today, however, I believe that Jesus faces the same problem today. No room. No room. As I speak to our hearts for just a few minutes, it's good to be busy and it's good to be productive. But sometimes even our lives can become so overcrowded to the point that we don't do much of anything well. We do just a little bit of everything. You've heard that expression, I'm sure, you know, in your family, jack of all trades, master of none. Sometimes even in our lives today, we can be a jack of all trades. We know a little bit about everything, but there really is nothing that we really do master, and we do it well. Some of our lives are just, some of our lives, my observation, are just, they're just so crowded with commitments that we're always running here and there all of the time. Can't hurry and finish this so that we can get to the next place and get on to the next thing. So that means that somebody must have told us, even in our early formative years, that busyness is a sign of a productive life. So that means from the time that we rise up to the time that we lay down, we are always rushing and we're always trying to get a lot done and worrying about how we're going to do it all. But now just think about this, people of God. Think about this for just a minute. Much of what we worry about doing, and most of what we run ourselves into the ground trying to do, really isn't that important. When you think about it. People of God, one of the hardest realities that some of us need to face is the truth that we cannot do everything that we want to do without something or somebody being crowded out. Well, if you're trying to hold down a full-time job or a career, trying to hold down a full-time marriage, full-time child rearing, time-consuming and energy-draining civic and social involvements, something or somebody is going to be crowded out. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. We really don't have enough room physically or even mentally or even emotionally for everybody that we allow to make claims upon our lives. If you're like us, somebody's always pulling and somebody always needs you to do this and needs you to do that. And can you help me with this? Can you just take a few minutes out? I know you have a busy schedule and I just need you to do, but I have to. And most of those things occur either on a Sunday or on a Wednesday night or on a Thursday evening when it's praise and worship time, you know, rehearsing and all of those kinds of things. Most of those things occur during those particular times. But we really are only built to accommodate just so much, people of God. Mm-hmm. Many times, as our text that I read from has already demonstrated, when life gets overcrowded, Jesus is often pushed out. It's Jesus, not social commitments or some spur of the moment item that we bought, that we have considered to be expendable items on too many of our overcrowded dockets. We're just so filled from the time. I looked at my phone and my alarms on my phone that I have set daily. And I look, something's got to change here. Every 15 minutes, get to do this, got to do that, go pick this, go do this, go drop off, go do this. It's just really overcrowded. Really overcrowded in our lives. But it's Jesus, not any other commitment that we make. So when our money gets tight, for some, they're giving in their church commitment. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm not going to say our money because, let me rephrase it. When money gets tight, for some, their giving in their church commitments become expendable. But here it is. But the irony, people of God, of Jesus' birth was that, and we heard this a little earlier, that he was looked for, he was hoped for, and he was prayed for, but he wasn't expected when he came. Minister Mogi talked to us about the promises of God on this morning. He was promised, but when he came, nobody expected him. Just to so many folks, Santa Claus, who comes where we are and brings what we want to, is more of a reality even than Jesus, who was born in a manger centuries ago. But the coming of Jesus Christ to humans to bring us salvation, healing, and eternal life is the greatest, and it is, people of God, the most important event that the world will ever know.
Yes. Right.
So let us, during this Christmas season and all that we're doing in this season of joy,
yes,
and say, joy to the world,
yes,
the Lord has come. Joy, that word, joy. Inner gladness of heart brought about by an outward change. But if you have joy, that means you have room for Jesus. Why do I say that? Because when you look at the word joy, there's a priority. The first priority is Jesus, J. The second letter is O, others. And then the third priority is you. Make sure your priorities are in order. Jesus, others, and then you. So let us never allow our hearts, people of God, and our lives to become so overcrowded that we fail to see and be a part of what God is doing right in our midst. Don't allow obligations and commitments and all of those things to crowd out what God is doing in your marriage, in your children's lives, in your church and in that ministry. And everybody has a lane. Talked to someone earlier this morning, and they said, well, you know, one of their children was coming home on the highway, one of the major highways, and was in their lane, and a tractor trailer came along and pushed them over off the road. Be mindful of what you're doing on a daily basis. Don't allow distractions and tractor trailers. I'm using that as an illustration or any other thing. Don't allow it to move you and push you out of your lane. Maintain your focus wherever you are. And again, don't allow your heart to be so overcrowded that you fail to see and be a part of what God wants to do and what God is yet doing in your lives right now. So my challenge to you today and even going forward, people of God, is to not be like the innkeeper, but be the opposite of the innkeeper and continue to make room for Jesus in your life, in your families, in your children's lives, in your spouse's life, in your marriage. Make room for Jesus. Remember, it's all about priorities. We talked about that a little earlier when we were receiving the offering, and we talked about limiting God. Yes. If you crowd out Jesus, you are limiting everything that he wants to do for you in your life. So in this Christmas season, Pastor Dora, would you come with me, please? Come on, with you. We're just so thankful for all of you. Thankful for what the Lord has done and the Lord continues to do in all of our lives. And again, we're just so thankful for all of our young people and for the support and for seeing all of you coming out and being a part of a service on today and celebrating with us. We thank God for all of you and we take none of you for granted. We love you and we appreciate all of you.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like to support this ministry, consider giving online. Text keyword RWOLFC to 77977 or through our free app. Search R Wolf C in the App Store. For more information, visit www.rwolfc.com for articles, blog posts, message references, and our monthly calendar of events.